Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yep, it is a Friday In the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to the question of the day. What is your most memorable, maybe embarrassing if you are so bold, when you got to go moment? Because at the Masters, at Augusta National yesterday, we
the
got
revered
one.
Revered Masters.
We got one, right, yes.
The prim and proper Masters.
And then this amateur came in and just hiked his leg up, huh? No, I'm just playing. That's not exactly what happened. But Lopez, what happens here?
Yeah.
Because his name is Jose Ballester?
Ballester.
Ballester, okay. So yeah. He's Spanish, I'm guessing?
He's Spanish. Okay. Right. I believe he played at Arizona State. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, is he the cat with the Sun Devils? With the upside down? Everybody mad?
Yeah.
I do think we have too many of these.
I don't get them.
I feel like everybody
but
doing
that. But that's neither here nor there.
That's very popular right now.
Well, it's not even that. I'm cool with the style, but everybody's biting off of this one original design, and I hate it when like that happens. Everybody's doing the same copy of that design. Yeah. I'm like, all right, guys, what are we doing here?
All right, so he obviously won the NCAA championship or the U.S. Amateur. I can't remember exactly, but he got there. But both those guys get to go to Augusta for the Masters. He didn't know. He's never been there. He didn't know there was a porta potty kind of in the woods next to the tee box on, I believe, number 13. Right in Amen Corner. But talk about prim and proper and all this other stuff.
And I'm sure they have it hid nicely. Probably looks like another tree.
Yeah, it looks
you
like
have no ideas there.
Azaleas printed on it or something.
But you're there with the group.
They don't talk much.
But then you also have your caddy. Well, your caddy don't know the grounds?
That's true. Might have been his dad or something for all we know.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
But anyway, so he's like, I really got to go. So he ducked into the woods and Ray's Creek, you know, the one with the bridge and all that. He went in the creek. And he didn't think the cameras were in line, and I haven't seen any video of it, so maybe the cameras were not in view.
I don't know. Like, I feel like that'd probably be more of the Masters or whoever is in charge there. Whether it's ESPN or CBS or whatever.
Maybe
have you.
Tactful.
Yeah, I think that's probably more standards and practices. Because one thing I think about Augusta National, particularly with the Masters, is cameras everywhere.
But when he left, when he came out, the crowd started applauding and everything. He said it was the biggest crowd cheer he got all day. So anywho, it got me to thinking, what's your most memorable / embarrassing when you gotta go moment?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people have had this because as the book commonly says, everybody poops. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like everybody has some level of these stories and very many people have come in with them. Shout out to the 346 who said, gotta go moment, held it during a meeting and then the meeting was over. They were heading to the restroom and then their boss stopped them, wanted to talk.
Oh, no. Hey, I got one more thing for you.
It's like you thought you had made it. Here we go. I can see the promised land. Hey, did you get those papers? Wait, hold on. And it seemed like they tried. And the boss, and then, you know, they let off a warning shot, so to say.
Oh, man.
And the boss was like, oh, okay, yeah, you got it. Go ahead.
Another one said, I was guarding vehicles in Iraq. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
So I couldn't leave and had to absolutely go in an empty MRE bag. That's the field rations, food.
Well, I'm glad it's an empty one.
Yeah, exactly.
At the very least. But that's what I call resourcefulness. Shout out to you.
So mine I got to be real careful with. I'm curious on yours, and we'll get our listeners, of course, 713-572-4610. I got to be careful on mine. But I'll just say this. So when you go fishing, a lot of times you're driving and pulling your boat, you know, when it's dark. It was like 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. I was driving down to Matagorda, and I had to go. I had to go bad. So I stopped in this convenience store I always stop at, got a taco, got some coffee, tried to go to the bathroom. Bathroom was out of order. So I was like, ooh. So I put my stuff in the truck, went around to the back of the little convenience store, and went to the bathroom. No harm, no foul, right? And then I hear, hey! Let's just say there was a woman who may or may not have been under the influence and homeless where I was going.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
She did not appreciate said going.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, man. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, man.
Oh, this feels like the start of like a horror film from the 832 Amazon driver. That's uh-oh. Already tough enough to start. Because
I'm in on this movie.
We know there's like the stories of the Amazon drivers not being allowed to stop to go to the restroom just so they can get these deliveries done. They said delivery was in Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
They said they had the bubble guts, and there was just a potty in the middle of the woods and porta potty. And I can only imagine what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that was ultimately like uneventful in that moment, because that could go a lot of different ways. Like, you just out here in a porta potty in the middle of the woods. What, was there a woodland creature that came up and greeted you? Like, what other things happened there? Mm-hmm. From the 936, when they said when they were in junior high, their aunt would play games with them. One time she put, wow, that's not a game,
mm-hmm,
laxative in their food, thinking would have the runs.
Stay away from people like that.
Yeah.
See, that's ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the type of people that I don't know. I don't want in my life.
I don't trust people mm-hmm like that.
No. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's not a good practical joke. That's not at all. But Figgy, Reggie?
All right.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is as exposed as I ever wanted to be,
so to speak.
But I was in middle school, and I was very much a rule follower.
Mm-hmm.
Still am pretty much a rule follower. But this told me that, hey man, when you need to break rules, break rules. So I was in a science class. I don't know why I remember that specifically, but mm-hmm I needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I went up to the teacher and I was like, yo, need to use the restroom. They're like, nah, you can't go. Like, what you mean? Now you can't go. I don't know if it was just like people had been going too much,
yeah,
or people had been leaving. I felt it was kind of ridiculous because
it's,
I mean,
very ridiculous.
Again,
yes, it
one,
is.
You cannot, if you need to go, you got to go. And then two, I not like trying to toot my own horn or anything, because I don't think this is like something amazing, but I was a little bit of a rule follower. I feel like, you know, I'm not about to go do nothing stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And they were like, no. I was like, all right. I went and sat down. And I was like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it to the end of this class. And I was fighting for my life.
We've all been there.
And unfortunately, I didn't win. I didn't win.
No.
Had to get one of my coaches to go to my athletic locker, bring me my athletic clothes. And for the rest of the day, I was in athletic clothes. Because I did not win the battle.
Did the teacher find out?
Yeah.
I hope she felt miserable.
I do too. I never forgave her for that.
Yeah.
What you mean I can't go? And that's when I should have just, and Since then, like, if I need to go, I'm just getting up and walking.
Yeah,
like,
we'll deal with the. You a good rule follower, man. Yeah.
Because not no more. Like, not to that extent.
Like, I can't go.
That was embarrassing.
I would have tried again. I would have been like, you know what? I'll be back. I take the ride up. I gotta go.
I've told real quick before yours, Figgy. I've told that story on the Bite Me podcast. So Captain Scott immediately weighs in. One of the lines that was mentioned on the podcast when I told that story. Some people pay extra for that, you know.
Oh God,
unbelievable!
What is wrong with
Why
y'all?
Are you like that? Oh wow! So the Amazon folks, Amazon driver that was in the porta potty in the woods said that all they heard was coyotes and gunfire.
Oh
so, yeah. That's a little different. Drank quite a bit of alcohol before one of the shares, final concert tours, and it was at the Woodlands. By the time they walked almost to the stadium, had to go so bad. Oh, it's a chick too. Yeah, that's the thing is, us dudes have a little bit of privilege.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Yeah, compared to what women have to do.
Yeah, like Seth was talking about, you know, being on the sideline of a football game, putting up just a couple of towels or whatever, having a little protection, and then you can make something happen, right? Yeah. Or we've been on a road trip where you use a bottle of some sorts.
Yeah,
I always feel bad for women in that circumstance because you don't really have much at your disposal.
I kind of seen that recently too. Matter of fact, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday. I went to the store real quick to HEB and got my stuff. Or you know what? This was me walking in, and I looked over to the left, and I seen a tiny little girl. She had to be about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
And she was like squatting. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I see what's going on here. And you seen like the door was open a little bit. Like the mom was trying to like, go ahead, go right here.
Oh, gosh.
I was just like, oh, man.
How about you, Figgy?
I got a couple stories.
Oh, wow. Multiple.
So this was back when I was younger. I was living in Cleveland. It was snowing like crazy. And I went over this girl house. It was chilling at her house for a long time. And then I got the bubble gut. So I'm like, it's no way I'm about to blow up her toilet.
Why not?
Nah, I can't. It's a long story.
So now you understand my feeling of, I'm going to tell you if this is what's in here.
Yeah, nah.
Nothing stopping
it's
me.
It's a long story, but I couldn't at that time. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I made up an excuse. Like, yeah, I got to go because it's snowing outside. Man, when I tell you it start
happening.
Like bubbling.
It was happening.
I'm like, yo, I was driving because she stayed on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving. I'm like 50 miles an hour down the side street. It's snowing. And the street that I was on, it's a bunch of lights on there, but it's no traffic.
Yeah.
So it's like pointless lights. So
running
I was running reds. No. I was running reds. I was sliding. I made it home. No accident or nothing like that. And then the same thing happened when I was living here. I went to a bar. Mm-hmm. It was kind of chilling and all that stuff. And I got the bubble guts. And I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm doing number two at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like one of the bars with no privacy. It's just a toilet there. And it was like a public bathroom where somebody can walk in and see you on the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm doing that. So the same thing. I'm on the freeway doing 90 and kind of sitting up in my seat a little bit.
Yeah.
Until I got home and I was good.
Always a heady play, like hotel lobby restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Heady play if you really need to find somewhere.
Yeah.
If that's relatively close by. I know obviously we always like a restroom, especially a Bucky's. Seeing that beaver sign is just a godsend in those moments.
Oh, that's a luxury.
Yeah,
but like usually it's like a McDonald's bathroom or something like that. But for me, it was always late at night.
Yeah.
It was always late, so nothing's open.
Yeah.
Maybe you find a regular gas station with a decent bathroom.
One of our listeners, it just happened. He said about 5 hours ago en route to Phoenix, I had to pull over on the side of the road. The Border Patrol pulled up while I was going.
Oh, no. Oh no! And somebody had one that was similar to mine, but I'm not sharing that. That one I'm taking to my grave to be completely honest. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, the Masters going on. Bryson DeChambeau.
I got you right here, man.
Yeah, who's at the top of the table?
Justin Rose.
That's right. He had a very good day yesterday.
Under Bryson DeChambeau is playing very well again today. He's at six in second place. Then you got Ludvig Åberg. Scotty is not started yet. He's started in about 2 hours. He's there. Your guy, Ty apostrophe Rail Hatton, is still there in sixth place.
The homie Tyrell, keep going, dog.
And so that's the Rory is one under for the day, so he's making a run after yesterday.
Yeah, why is he like this?
I'm telling you,
that's why
I said it's toxic. I have a toxic relationship with this dude. Four under, going into 15. Ends up even.
We'll talk more about the Masters in about an hour. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including, hey guys. Flacco's back. We'll talk about that more next.